Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Sending the Helpers by Bonnie Bronstad, Minnesota, USA. My son, Mark, called me one Thursday morning in February 2004 to tell me a water main had broken the night before. Three water towers had emptied into his house and yard. Three sides of his house are under grade, one by 3 feet, one by 6 feet, and one by 10 feet. Mark had almost 2 feet of water in his home. He was crying because his dad had left all his music equipment in Mark's basement family room, and he thought it had all been ruined, including Mark's grandfather's fiddle. He asked me to call and have a large dumpster delivered to his house, which I did. He also asked if I could come over and help. I loaded my car with anything that might be useful, such as a mop, cleaning rags, shovels, and a 24-pack of pop. At the last minute, I took three large pans of lasagna I'd made and frozen. 2.5 hours later, I arrived at his house. All the musical equipment had been brought upstairs. The water had been pumped out, but his yard was very soggy and icy. Mark walked me from my car to the house and introduced me to several men. They were helping clean what could be saved and taking up wet and ruined carpets, furniture, and other things. I didn't know any of them, so assumed they were crews sent by the city. Mark's boss was adamant that he must come to work, but my son refused. He needed to be at home. My daughter-in-law said the helpers were men she worked with. When she called her boss to tell him she wouldn't be in that day and why, he sent some of his other employees to help with cleanup. It's a small company, and the man isn't wealthy, but he sent those men at his expense. About 4:30 p.m., the men, who hadn't eaten all day, came in to eat and really appreciated the lasagna. I left to go home about 7 o'clock, and some of the men were still there working. My daughter's boss certainly went out of his way to help, and the men he sent were willing to do some really heavy, dirty work. None of them needed to help, but they did, willingly. I heard laughter off and on all day. That alone was helpful. All I could do was sit at the kitchen table and clean mud off small things like music stands and instrument cases. I was mainly there for moral support. The hard-working crew of helpers turned a disaster cleanup into a manageable task. They earned my admiration and Mark's gratitude. Above all, we're so tremendously grateful to Alexandra's boss, whose generosity provided the instant help so needed that day.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.